We've been listening to Jesus say, "I am," letting us know that Jesus is God by using God's personal name, the name spoken to Moses at the burning bush. And 7 times in John's Gospel, Jesus adds other words to that phrase, "I am." Today, he tells us, "I am the gate." To give a little context, Jesus here is talking to a group of religious leaders. This conversation happens right after Jesus has healed the man born blind, a story we read a few weeks ago. And this man was subsequently kicked out of the synagogue by the religious leaders because of his testimony regarding Jesus. After telling the leaders that they were actually the blind ones, Jesus continued with the words from our passage today. "I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good, sheep rustlers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture." You see, these religious leaders thought that the way to life was through strict adherence to the law of Moses, was through punitive justice and a hard boundary that marked who was in and who was out. But Jesus, the gate, was trying to help them see that their way leads to death and destruction rather than life. In Israel at this time, sheep would be under the shepherd's care in a pasture during the day. But at night, when predators might come, the shepherd brought them to a sheepfold. I have a picture for you to see what that might have looked like. It was often a stone enclosure open to the sky with a gap that the sheep would enter through. And I read a story this week from George Adam Smith. He was a theologian in the early part of the 20th century, and he traveled through the Holy Land, and while he was there, he encountered a shepherd with his sheep near an enclosure that looked a lot like this. When the sheep were in there, the shepherd was explaining to him, they're perfectly safe. Which seemed a little confusing because, well, there's a big gap there, with no door, no gate. And the shepherd responded, "I'm the door. When the light is gone and the sheep are inside, I lie down in that open space. So no sheep can go out without crossing my body. And if a wolf tries to come in, my body blocks his path. I am the door." When Jesus says, "I am the gate," this is what he means. Jesus alone is the opening by which sheep can come into the fold, into the kingdom of God. There is no way to God that doesn't pass through Jesus. And once through that gate, Jesus says, the sheep are safe from thieves and robbers who intend to hurt and kill and destroy. Thieves and robbers come in many forms. In this passage, Jesus is referring to these hypocritical religious leaders. But thieves and robbers include anything that draws us away from Jesus and the abundant life he offers us. Fear, anxiety, stress, the storms of life, our own sinfulness. They hurt us and rob us of the peace and protection that Jesus offers if we don't stay within the fold. This world we live in can feel like, can be a dangerous place, but Jesus is our gate, our protection. And when Jesus says this, he's saying that all who enter through him will be kept safe. That doesn't mean that life will be smooth and easy for us. What it does mean is that nothing can happen to us without Jesus being present alongside us. Sometimes we let responsibilities, concerns and doubts and fears or even excuses lure us away. Keep us outside that gate, away from the safety and abundant life offered by Jesus, who lays down his own body as protection, as the gate. We even conspire to rob ourselves of Jesus' abundant life at times. We hide behind masks that we put up for others because we're certain they'll reject us if they truly know us. And we even believe this about God sometimes. We seek satisfaction and fulfillment in the jobs that we do, the roles that we fill, how needed we are by others, or inside the Amazon boxes that make their way to our doors. No matter how much, though, we seek and search and shop, we still end up far short of experiencing this abundant life that Jesus promises, because we miss the point that Jesus, the gate, is making. This abundant life isn't something we achieve. It's a gift. Abundant life isn't something we earn or achieve or buy or barter for. It's a free gift from God who loves us enough to lay down his life for us. There are so many thieves and bandits in this world who would rob us of life, who would cheat us of abundance. And so Jesus comes as the gatekeeper and the good shepherd, the one who knows his sheep intimately and truly, and who calls us by name so that we, hearing the difficult truth about ourselves, may believe and receive the second wonderful truth that God loves us. Salvation, a lot of times, is understood as the erasure of our sin and failure, but it's also more as the creation of new life and possibility. Because what Jesus, the gate, lays down his life for is not just to save us from something, those thieves and robbers, but to save us for something, for life in all its abundance, here and now and forever. Jesus is the gate, and those who enter through him will be saved, will receive full abundant life, will find good pastures, will come and go freely. And the abundant life Jesus is promising isn't about material blessings or extravagance. It's knowing that you will be safe and sound, trusting that your basic needs will be met, believing that you will never be alone. To have abundant life is to have a sense of meaning, of purpose, and fulfillment. It's to know and be known, to accept and be accepted. And this abundance, it may look different in your life than it does in someone else's. It may take different forms. For the man born blind, abundant life was sight. It was release from dependence. It was freedom and light and new opportunity. For a single parent, it might be companionship and help. For a bullied teenager, it might be acceptance and an advocate. For the impoverished neighborhood, it might be dignity and the chance of self-determination. For the retiree, it may look like involvement in a worthwhile cause. Abundant life looks different in different places and to different people, but it always manifests itself as a response to whatever seeks to rob the children of God of their inheritance, of life and purpose and joy. Doors and gates work two ways, right? They keep in and they keep out. Jesus, the gate, provides protection and abundant life for those in peril, rather than shutting out those who need shelter. There's always room for those who hear and follow the shepherd's voice. Gates make us feel safe, either by making sure no one gets in or by justifying our staying in. They're the border that ensures separation from those we suspect might harm us. And Jesus as the door most certainly is our security, but the pen is not a permanent residence, right? Jesus says the sheep go in and out. It's a stopping off place in the hours of darkness, where a sheep's wounds can be tended, where they can get some rest before the next day's foraging begins. And the gate isn't permanently closed, because the pen isn't a prison. It's a place of security in the dark. And we are to come and go in response to the shepherd's call, coming to be fed and tended, going to tell others about the abundant life we found in Jesus, to invite others to become part of the flock. Because this gate, Jesus the gate, is wide enough to allow any who would come safely through. Abundant life isn't simply a promise about some distant, eternal future, but it's a concrete invitation to discover life right now by extending it to those around us. Salvation isn't just the forgiveness of sin, but it's also being commissioned by Jesus to help others experience abundant life in their settings. Church isn't just the place where we come to hear about abundant life, but also the place that sends us out to experience and share it as we commit ourselves to the well-being of this world that God loves so much. God invites us to come in and go out and find pasture, to come into the kingdom, into abundant life, into the light, to go out to serve, out to live our faith, out to be the body of Christ. Christ calls us to hear his voice, to seek and follow, to listen. And we can do that secure in the knowledge that our place in God's abundant life is secure because of Jesus, the gate. Every day is filled with opportunities for us to speak out, to speak up, to keep silent, to listen, to hope, to heal, to help, to come in and go out, and to find pasture. The question today is, will we enter the gate? Will we go out and follow the shepherd's voice? You pray with me. Jesus, sometimes it's hard to hear you calling us in the midst of all the other voices. Help us to know your voice. Help us to feel secure and safe in the abundant life you have given us, and to be willing to leave the security of our sheepfold to go out into the world as you also called us to do.